Yeah, I think that if you look at us defensively, the competition we wanted to create was D-line, linebacker, safety, and at the nickel. And I think for the most part, we still have competition going on for those positions, even into the last game, for places on our roster. You look at the returning issue, there's going to be competition there as well that's going to lead into this game as well. If Chris can play, and he did work today, we'll see what happens Thursday night, but he did work to play, and we'll get a chance to see, as I said, Santonio maybe return one as well, along with Michael. So there's definitely competition there that's taken us all the way through camp and won't really be decided until after the game and over the weekend as we work numbers to try to put the best 53 together. And then offensively, we still feel like, you know, there's competition out there at the running back position, possibly at the tight end position still at this point in time. We're still looking at that and who our five or six receivers are going to be. And we still, there's still opportunities there even in the end. So we'll look at all those aspects and we'll see where it goes. So I don't know if I answered your question other than to say that there's still opportunity out there. There's certainly opportunity for every guy playing to play in the National Football League, and I think that's a big part of what Thursday night's all about. It's not only for our team, but for their opportunity to go elsewhere, because we know we can't take everybody with us next week. We know our fans love our football team, and when we don't do well at any time, they take it hard. Certainly, you know, the way that we played collectively as 80-plus players last week, and certainly with our first groups in all three phases, it was unacceptable. We have to accept accountability for that. I can tell you that they came back to work. The areas that we looked at that we failed in, we think we can fix. We certainly can prevent pre-snap penalties. We certainly can prevent late hits. We certainly believe we can contain the quarterback and keep him in the pocket and prevent him from extending plays. The tape showed us that. And we've got other work to do on the offensive side of the ball. We didn't continue drives. Didn't finish drives, although we matched up well against them. And then our cover teams, just the specifics and the techniques of being in the right place and not stacking up to where we're gonna give the wide side of the field away. Those are correctable issues, and we've got to show that we've made those corrections as we move forward into the first part of the season. I think that'll be the tale. Is as we move into the early weeks of the season, do we see improvement and do we see the corrections being made? Yeah, that's not easy. That's going to be, you know, we're going to have to make some decisions over the weekend, and they're not all based on just what the facts. There's going to be feel to some of these things, value to some of these things, how the team's going to be put together. So those types of things are tough when we've had guys who haven't competed so long. To make our football team extremely bright, understands, you know, the system in terms of our verbiage, how we get plays called, how we get out of plays. He's got very good feet. He's been accurate and is not afraid to throw the football around and try to make plays. He's gotten a lot of work scout team wise, individual wise. I'm excited to see what he can do. As I said, I think that, you know, when we looked at him, we saw he was a very accurate passer. I think that that's something that's hard to coach into a player, just to be accurate. He showed the ability to do that and to move around. He's got some mobility. So I think that, you know, he's just in this developmental stage. It's going to be fun to see what he can do.